As we get started on Tuesday's edition of CNN 10, members of the U.S. House of Representatives are preparing for a vote on a $1.9 trillion bill intended to stimulate the U.S. economy. The House first approved the bill in late February, and it passed in the Senate last weekend. But that chamber made changes to the legislation. For one thing, it eliminated the bill's increase in the federal minimum wage, as political experts expected. So now, the House must vote on the legislation again before it can be sent to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. This week's House vote is expected to go along party lines like it did in the Senate. Democrats are likely to vote for the bill, Republicans are likely to vote against it. Because Democrats control the House with the majority of seats there, the chamber's expected to pass the legislation. This would be the third major spending bill that the U.S. government has enacted to counteract the economic problems triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The Taliban gained power in Afghanistan in the 1990s. They're a Muslim fundamentalist group that worked to establish a strict interpretation of Islam in Afghanistan. They didn't allow TV, movies, or music, and they limited the education that girls could get or banned it altogether. After the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001, the United States led a group of other countries in removing the Taliban from power. The Taliban had allowed al-Qaeda terrorists to live and train in Afghanistan, and it refused to hand them over to America following the attacks. 20 years later, the Taliban remain a powerful force in the country, and scars remain from their rule in the 1990s.